The Special Envoy to Iraq, Paul Bremer, is here in Washington presenting a positive view on post-war Iraq, but other trouble spots in the world are erupting. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Bremer's been everywhere over the last couple of days. Why has the Bush administration decided that he's the spokesman of the moment?
The poor man's voice is probably getting hoarse, but it's because every day the news starts with there's been another attack against U.S. forces in Iraq. And the number of deaths is going up. The complaints by soldiers and their families are getting louder. And that question of was the intelligence to get into this war faulty or misleading or lying, that question is not going away, mainly because the Democrats, the Democratic presidential candidates especially, are keeping up those questions. And then, of course, we had the suicide of the British scientist David Kelly, who was said to be the source of a BBC story, saying that the intelligence going into the war had been, quote-unquote, sexed up. So the story will not die, and Paul Bremer is very smooth. He's reassuring. You've heard him cautioning patients, saying it's going to be a long, tough job, but that he has the confidence that the American people are smart and will hang in there. Of course, part of what he's doing is saying, hang in there, American people. It's important to do it.
Well, even if Bremer succeeds in reassuring the country on Iraq, North Korea seems to be emerging as a possible nuclear threat.
Yesterday, the New York Times had a story saying that there might be a second secret plant producing weapons-grade plutonium in North Korea. Now, it's not clear that this intelligence is good, Bob. Now, you know, any intelligence, particularly intelligence about a nuclear program, is being questioned. But even if this story is not true, North Korea has already said that it has enough nuclear fuel rods that have been reprocessed so that they can make several nuclear weapons maybe as soon as this year. And the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency has been very nervous about Korea and saying so. So that's got to be another great big problem on the administration's plate. And there are continuing problems in Liberia, where U.S. Marines moved in over the weekend to protect the embassy. So that any time that the president tries to move away from these trouble spots around the world, they just seem to be jumping up again and occupying his attention.
President Bush talked about the economy in his weekly radio address, and he has several events related to the economy on his schedule this week. Will he be able to change the subject?
Well, it's hard. As I said, this intelligence story is certainly not going away. And the Israeli and Palestinian leaders are coming to town to meet with the president, and the negotiations on the roadmap to peace in that troubled part of the world seem to be very, very bogged down. And so that also is going to take over the headlines and take up the president's time. The irony, of course, here is that it's the Democrats who had wanted to change the subject to the economy for months and months and months. And now that the president wants to do it and show the American people that he cares about what's going on in the economy, it's the Democrats who want to keep talking about this question of the faulty intelligence going into the war and the problems in post-war Iraq. And meanwhile, the president has no new big domestic success to point to. The big prescription drug program is tied up in the Congress. New tax credits are tied up in the Congress. Now, this week, checks will be going out to families from the last tax credit bill that was passed, and maybe that'll help them some.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.